All right, welcome back. My name is Steve Elzinger. We are in the coaching class, life coaching, spiritual coaching, actually coaching of any sort, where you're trying to help someone figure out how to do something different in their life, how to make goals and actually accomplish things, get out of the chaos of many demands, to-do lists that are so long that they never get done, all the things that bring brokenness and unhappiness to people's lives. You're actually, as a coach, trying to help them figure that out. In the last session, we looked at how a coach goes about helping a client figure out what area of life to even focus on, and then what kind of action that they want to pursue, or what kind of goal that they have in mind. In this session, we're going to look at the next step. This is the next thing that a coach helps a client do, and that is make a plan of action. You can have a goal, you know, I want to get a degree. Okay, maybe you have that goal. You want to get a religious education degree. Well, then you need a plan to do it. You need to take so many courses, and those courses, you know, then that plan can be, very detailed. You know, how long it's going to take, what courses you have to take, and so on. So that's the section we're at. Now, how do you go about making a plan? Remember, coaching is about getting your client to some form of action, some kind of goal that they want to pursue. And there are three things coaches do to accomplish this. Number one, they help a client figure out what they want to do. That's the decision. That's what we looked at last time. And number two, that's what we're going to look at this time, help the client figure out to do what they want to do. And that is a plan. And then finally, in the next session, we're going to look at how to help a client do what they plan to do. And that's really management. So, what is planning? Planning is about figuring out a progression of steps that lead to a desired accomplishment or outcome over time. Let me read that again. Planning is about figuring out a progression of steps that lead to a desired accomplishment or outcome, some goal, and that happens over time. Why do people need help planning what they have decided to do? I mean, if you want to do something, just go do it. Why do people need help planning to do it? Number one, lack of patience. People often think, well, this is what they want to do, and they just go and do it. And they don't realize until it's too late that if they just sat down and thought about it for a while, they could have made it easier. For example, I want to chop a tree down. And so I just grab the axe out of my garage and I start whacking away. And I don't understand why it's taking me an hour to get through this tree. It's because I didn't plan. My goal was to chop this tree down, but the one thing that I didn't do is I didn't sharpen the saw. I didn't even check to sharpen the saw. And so that's what happens a lot of times. We have goals, we have things that we want to do, but we don't take the time to sit down and go, okay, now what is it really going to take to do this? What is the pre-step? What is the prior step? What are the many steps? I mean, how does this break down? And we just jump in and we start doing something maybe three steps down the road. And because we didn't do the first two steps, it takes longer. It gets very complicated. Often I do that with projects around the house. I just grab and I just start doing and I don't think it through. And then I have to find tools or I don't have the tools. And then I get halfway and I can't complete it. And I started something and now I have wires hanging out of the wall. So what we need to do is help the client. Okay, you decided what you want to do, but now what is the plan to accomplish this? And we just lack the patience. We just don't want to take the time. I think it was Abraham Lincoln who said, if you give me 2 hours to chop a tree down, I'll spend the first hour sharpening the saw. And number two, many people are not gifted at breaking down an outcome into logical, sequential steps necessary to accomplish the desired goal. So a lot of us are just not sequential thinkers. We're not logical thinkers. Most people are not logical. So they want to do something, but they don't think about all the steps that it takes to do that, and they don't know how to arrange. They wouldn't, even if they had all the steps, they wouldn't know how to put them in order unless someone comes alongside and says, okay, now let's think this through. We have five steps that you thought of. Now, which one should you start with? Which one you think would be second? Which one do you think would be third? What are the possible consequences if you start with this one or you start with that one? So you're helping them slow down this process of planning. Number three, why do people need help planning what they decided to do? Number three, many are too optimistic about how much time it takes to accomplish a desired goal. I'm really guilty of that. When I think about something to do, I think it's going to take 3 hours. You know, I'm going to paint this room. And I look at it and I go, okay, I get the paintbrush, the thing, the roller, and I'll start. Okay, that's about 3 hours. It usually takes 6 hours. Now, that I'm optimistic about how quickly I can do something. I don't realize all the pitfalls and the problems. And, you know, I get the paint, I've got the thing, but now I don't have a pen. Now I got to go to the store and get the pen. I come back and I don't have something else. And then I start spilling on the rug, and now I have nothing to clean up the rug. And now I'm hurrying, and I'm making a mess of the thing. Because I didn't take the time to plan out, what are the things that I need? What is the sequence of steps? What do I need to go? I only want to go to the store one time and buy all the things that I need instead of always, you know, getting started, running into a problem, go to the store, you know. And that's what people tend to do because they don't take the time to go through the steps. And we're too optimistic about how easy this is going to be. One of the phrases that people in my church use, or they say that I say this all the time, is, I'm famous for saying, how hard can it be? You know, whatever it is we're doing, I always like, well, how hard can it be? And generally, it's harder than I think. All right, number four, no disciplined process to figure it out. Okay? So, we have a goal, we have something we want to do, we think it's going to help change our life in some area, but we don't know how to make the plan. And we don't even know how to start, we don't even know how to begin to even think about making the plan. Most people don't have a process of how to figure this out. What does really a plan even entail? Well, how does coaching help people plan to do what they have decided to do? So we can see people don't naturally know how to make a plan. Often people don't know how to do that. So how does a coach come alongside a person and, you know, let me help you in this process of making a plan? What does a coach do? Number one, a coach slows the planning process down. If people, you know, they come up with a goal and they want to go do something. And the first thing they think to do is what they do. And that might be the third thing that they should do. And they just haven't taken the time to sit down and go, okay. So that's what a coach does. He says, okay, before we go to the goal, let's think about all the steps that might be necessary. All the things, you know, let's think about equipment. Let's think about space. Let's think about time. Let's think about energy. Let's think about all these different things that are needed to accomplish. Are there people that are needed? Let's sit down and sort of brainstorm all the different possibilities of the things that we might need to finally make a plan to accomplish this goal. So let's slow this down. Let's not go off into action. Let's do a little bit more thinking on this. Number two, with the help of planning models. Okay, we looked at decision-making models in the last session. Things like the seven connections or commitments and obligations. We looked at different ways of thinking about one's life and the areas of one's life to think about what needs to be changed. And now we're doing the same thing when it comes to planning. There are different ways of thinking about the whole planning process that can help a client sort of go through the different possibilities of how one might do this. With the help of planning models, the coach can help the client figure out the steps involved in trying to reach a goal. All right, the three basic model categories. We had three basic model categories when we looked at, you know, how to make a decision of what you want to do, and now we're doing the same thing with how to make a plan. And that's what makes this sort of easy. I think if you listen to this video a few times, these videos, you'll get a whole sense and it will become almost natural. It's, you know, maybe you're writing things down right now. How can I remember all these things? Believe me, over time, all these things will just come natural to you. The three best basic model categories. Number one, there's pre-planning. Okay, there's things to think about before you even start planning at all. Number two, then we start brainstorming and breaking down this plan into its different parts. And we think about different ways of doing that. And then finally, you make a commitment. All right, out of all the different things we brainstormed, different ways that we could do this planning, different orders and so on, we finally have to make a commitment to one or the other, or some, you know, one of the options. So pre-planning, what kinds of things are we talking about? Number one, I'm calling this cold resources, okay? Cold resources are like equipment and facilities. So I have a plan to do something. Does this require any kind of equipment? You know, I'm planning to write a book. So right now, currently, I'm writing a children's picture book. It's a Christmas, children's Christmas book. I have an idea of a story. And, you know, a young girl goes to sleep, you know, excited about Christmas and waking up on Christmas morning and opening presents. But when she wakes up, she finds herself in first century Israel. And, you know, she ends up being a shepherd in the field and the angels come. And there's this whole story. And so I worked on the story, but then I wanted to actually do the artwork. So I thought about, well, what equipment do I want? Well, I was going to do it all on the computer. And so I found ordered a pad that you can actually draw on, you know, onto your computer and paint and color and all these different things. So I'm doing the artwork actually. So I needed a hard drive to store it because I don't want to lose it. And so I needed certain equipment to carry on the goal. And I needed other books to look at. So I'm calling things like that cold resources or facilities. Or maybe you have to go on a trip. So I took my son, who is a professional photographer, and we went to Israel for 10 days. And we took pictures of the land of Israel because I wanted to make the artwork authentic. I didn't want it to just look like any children's book where someone is just making up a field and the shepherds and all these things. I wanted to actually get the lay of the land in Bethlehem and the rolling hills and the stones and everything. So, you know, I wanted all that. And so I had to think before I start even making a plan, it's like, what are the things that I need? Cold resources, equipment, facilities, trips, different research thoughts. And then number two, in the pre-planning, there's warm resources. And that's people. People by connection, okay? So what connections do I have? So I want to sell my book, and I want to try selling it in Costco. So, you know, I know someone who has sold things to Costco, so I talk to him about it. He's going to introduce me to someone, you know, over at Costco that might help. And, you know, so I'm thinking about, okay, I got to arrange these things. I got to think about this. And, you know, I talk to this person because I have a connection, a people connection. And then there's people by skill or trade. You know, I know some artists, and I talk to them about how to do certain things. There's people by support who can help. Who can I bounce ideas off of? And then there's people by experience. My wife knows a woman who has successfully done a children's book, and I asked her about it and talked to her and sat down. And she, you know, I had a 4,000 word story, and she said you can only have 700 words in a children's picture book. So I had I spent a few months getting it down to 700 words. So those are all, before I even had a plan to make anything happen, I had to sort of go through this checklist of pre-planning. And then there's intellectual resources. There's information and research. You know, what is a children's book? What I bought like all kinds of children's books on Christmas to see what was out there. And in that process, I saw what was, I thought, missing, that most of them don't have much of a story. They just, you know, Jesus is born and there's a donkey, you know, there wasn't any drama. There wasn't any surprise. And so my story has, you know, a surprise and something that flips 180 degrees. And you know, so I wanted it to be a cool, you know, a really cool story. Stories have drama to them. The stories have a problem that needs to be solved, and then it's a miracle when it gets solved. And I wanted to sort of illustrate the miracle of Jesus' birth with a miracle inside the story. And so, but I had to do some research. I had to look at things. I had to buy things. So that was all before even making a plan of what this whole thing is. So cold resources, equipment, facilities, things like that. Warm resources, people. People that you know, people that can make, can help you. Maybe it can't be done without people. People with experience, people with that trade, talking to people that have done what you want to do. Successful people in a certain area. And then intellectual resources, information and research and things like that. Okay, so there's the there's the pre-planning. And then the second category of looking at certain models is brainstorm plans of action. Okay, you want to make a plan, but there's different ways of thinking about a plan. And so, as a coach, I want to present to my client these different ways of thinking, and then he has to choose which one he really wants to do in terms of making his plan. So number one, there's the linear sequence. So you have a goal, you want to do this. You want a children's book, that's what you want to produce. Now what's step one? What's step two? You know, step one might be all this pre-planning thing. Step two would be, to write the story, to edit the story, to, you know, how do I break this down? Do the artwork, make the page. You know, I have to have it printed. I know a printer in China, and I have to, you know, I have to email them and see what the cost is. I have to think about all, you know, I have to break this thing down. And what do I have to do step by step by step? And then what should I do this week? Okay. So that's a way of thinking about planning, a sequence of steps, a logical sequence of steps. But there's another way of making a plan, and that's the shotgun approach. Instead of coming up with a logical sequence of steps, I'm just, you know, a shotgun, at least here in the United States, generally when you use a shotgun, you're trying to shoot, you know, different birds out of the air. And because birds are very small up in the air, you put a shell in there that has like many bullets in it, little pellets. And when you shoot, it just, you know, covers an area. And so you don't have to be that precise. Well, that's a way of planning. Instead of trying to logically figure out all the steps, I do this, then I do this, then I do this, it's like, I've got all these things I should do, and I'm just going to start here. Hey, you know, I'm not going to worry about the order exactly. I'm just going to get going. Because sometimes people can try to put them in order forever. And they're always second-guessing whether this should be first or that should be second, and then they never do anything. So maybe, you know, I'm talking to the client. There's like two options. Which one do you think appeals to you? And then the client goes, you know, I'm the kind of guy that would spend forever trying to put them in order and never do anything. I should just do something. So that might be the shotgun approach. Or it might be the mud on the wall approach. I don't know what the steps are. I don't even know if I want to complete this whole project. Let me try to just start with some things and see if it works at all. Okay, I don't want to spend all this time making this huge plan, and then, you know, I spend like 3 hours at it, and I go, what am I doing? This isn't what I want to do. Let me just start to see if this is even something I want to do. Okay, is that what you're thinking as a client? You know, is that, you know, as the coach, I'd be like, you know, as you're thinking about this thing, how committed are you to it? What do you want to do? Solo versus a team. Does this goal require a bunch of people that you have to get on board to help you succeed? Or is this something you can do alone? Okay? If it requires a bunch of people, then that's going to make a difference in this whole planning process. Is this a consensus approach where I don't know how to make up the plan? I need the whole group of people that I want to get involved. They're going to help me make the plan. That's part of the plan. Part of the plan is to not make the plan, but to let a bunch of people make the plan. Number six, mining versus hunting. Okay? When you mine, you know that there's gold there. Okay? You mine in a place where you're pretty certain there's gold here. We just got to find it. Okay, that's one way of planning. I know this is what I want to do. We just have to search. You know, we just got to figure it out. Hunting is, I have no idea what it is I really want to do or how to even begin. I don't know what the first step is. So I've got to go hunting. I've got to just go out there and see what happens and sort of learn as I go. I don't know where the animals are. With mining, you know where it is. You just got to dig. All right, we just got to get going. We got to go in this direction. Hunting, you don't know what direction to go. You got to look for signs. You got to try something and see what's happening. Number seven, research versus learn as you go. So, you know, in order to make a plan, you could do a whole lot of research and think about this and study it and then come up with a plan. Or you can just learn as you go. So again, it's more of this, I'm just going to get started. And, you know, it might be the wrong thing. I might be starting with the wrong step. But I hope to just adapt as I go. I can't come up with a whole sequential plan. I can't figure it out. I don't know enough of stuff. And instead of researching it, I just want to do it by trial and error. Which one of these appeals to you? So you're giving your client these different ways of thinking about a plan. Well, finally, you have to make a commitment. So you explore these different models, different ways of thinking about a plan, the pros and cons, and you know, personality type. What, you know, which one of these do you think fits you? Which one of these things do you think will help you actually do something and stick with it and have fun doing it? And well, eventually, the person has to make a commitment. Okay, which one do I pick? And again, let me try to help you think about that. As a coach, number one, your commitment could be, let's just try it for a season. You know, I don't know. I just want to give it a try. We'll just try it this week. We'll try it for 2 weeks. We'll try it for 3 weeks and see what happens. That's my commitment level. Okay. Throw mud on the wall and see what sticks. Let's just try some things and see what works. We don't know what the plan is going to be. We're going to let the plan develop as we see things work or don't work. That fits my personality. That fits what I, you know, how I want to go about this. Or I'm going to make a commitment of time and energy. I'm going to really work at this for the next 3 months or the next year or the next 3 weeks or whatever it is. And this is how much time I'm going to give to it. So you get the client to actually choose. How hard are you going to work at this? Otherwise, it's like, you know, the client makes a commitment, but he has no idea how hard it is, and he has no idea beforehand, he has no idea how hard he's going to work. And when someone goes at a project and they have no idea how hard they want to work, typically the first obstacle that you hit, you end up quitting. If this is something that the client really wants to do, and he says, you know what, I need to make a strong commitment to this. I'm going to give 5 hours to this. I'm going to give, you know, this specific time in my schedule is to think about when and where he wants to do this. Okay? Or is this just, I'm just going to give a half-hearted attempt and see what happens. And if something good happens, then we'll reevaluate and see how much time that I want to give.